This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, I'm hopefully on the line. I will have, of course, Eben Upton, CEO and founder of Raspberry Pi. Are you there, Eben?
I am indeed.
Oh, fantastic. Well done. Now, Eben, founder of Raspberry Pi, you are launching your first official high street retail shop. And you're there at the moment, aren't you, at the Grand Arcade?
Yes, that's right. So we're on the first floor of the Grand Arcade, and we've been open about 2.5 hours.
Ah, now, I must say, do you have faith in the high street then at the moment, considering you are online? You're now in the high street physically.
Yeah. I think we've got faith in the high street as a way of doing things that we find hard to do online.
Yes.
I think online is a fantastic place to interact with our existing customers, with people who already believe in the value proposition of Raspberry Pi. I think what the high street lets us do is it lets us encounter people who maybe haven't made the commitment to the platform yet, who are curious and want to speak to somebody, or who want to come in and tell us what we'd need to do to our product to turn it into something they'd like to buy.
Now, that interests me, because when you say customers that haven't done, are you talking about an older generation here? Because I guess with the young, and maybe my age, I'm not sure, that we've got it. But are you talking about older generation?
I think we're talking about people who might not consider themselves to be sort of deeply technical. People who would like to have somebody to speak to and would like to have a chance to try before they buy.
And you've got a new starter kit out at the moment. How has that been flying off the shelf yet?
Yeah, that's been going pretty well, actually. So,
this is
about, and that's obviously, again, about trying to provide people with the simplest thing you can buy from Raspberry Pi is just the credit card-sized computer itself.
Yeah.
And the expectation, if you buy that, is that you will go and scrounge up the things that you need, the mouse, the keyboard, the power supply, the SD card, all of the things that you need around the Pi to turn it into a PC.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea, really, with the kit is to provide for people who maybe a little less price sensitive, but want the convenience of knowing that they're getting all of the right stuff, kind of one box that they can buy that they know will get them out of the game.
Yeah. Now, I'm really impressed because the Raspberry Pi is the trading name, and the subsidiary, of course, is Raspberry Pi Foundation, which acts as a charity. Would it not act? It is a charity.
And, it is a charity.
And do you feel really proud of that? Are you? I'm sure you are, but I'll need to ask that question.
Yeah, I mean, what's wonderful about this is that there is no, we always talk about there's no leakage of money. You know, every penny of profit that Raspberry Pi makes is fed back to the Raspberry Foundation, which is actually the owner of the trading company. It's the Topco. Every penny of profit that we make goes to fund educational activity, educating children, educating teachers to educate children, creating free online content for children. So it's just nice to, I think most of us who are involved with it have had done a certain amount of commercial business in the past, and it's just nice to do one, to have a period of our lives where we have a chance to do something where really all of the money goes to do good.
Yeah, it's really impressive. I'm personally very impressed by it. Tech and girls, are you still finding trends where it is still very difficult for girls and women to get in, or do you think that is getting better?
I think it's certainly getting better. I think that the goal is always to keep people engaged, and particularly to keep girls engaged through that kind of the window from maybe 9 to 13, where there's a risk that society still has a tendency to tell girls sometimes that STEM subjects, not just computing, STEM subjects aren't for them, at a point often in their educational career where they're outperforming the boys. So it's really, I think it's about, there's a piece of messaging work to be done. I think things are going well in that regard, but, you know, we can always try and do better.
Yeah. And Eben, have you always considered yourself a geek, or are you trying to get away from that word?
Personally, I've always considered myself a geek. I was born a geek. I was born a geek into a family of English academics. I'm kind of unusual in my family. I am, but I think an important thing is that if we're going to make computing, and learning about computing is extremely valuable.
Yeah.
For people's development. development, regardless of whether they're going to go into an engineering career or not. And I think the challenge for those of us who do feel that we're geeks is to look beyond that and try and find ways to position computing in particular as a way of accomplishing your goals, whether that goal is to do something geeky, like write a computer game, yep, or whether it's something less geeky, like do an art project.
Yeah, and it's just to be cool about it. As you say, there are geeks and there are people that as you just want to learn about it too, which, and it's for everyone, isn't it, really? That's the whole point.
Yes, and it has this, I think it has this unjustified, you know, computer programming, electronics, I think have sometimes an unjustified reputation for being difficult.
Yeah.
You know, it may have been the case back 20 or 30 years ago when all we have are these text-based machines that I grew up with. But now, you know, the first thing you see as you come into the shop, the first thing you see on your left-hand side is a Raspberry Pi running a programming language called Scratch, which was developed at MIT, and which, you know, we've seen six-year-old kids put together really enjoyable little computer games with that. You know, this is not challenging, and I think a lot of what we need to do now is get that message out.
Yeah, and Eben, is this a pop-up shop or is this a long-term shop?
Our aspiration is for it to be a long-term shop.
Yeah.
We've put a fantastic team together around it, and I'm very confident we can make it. I'm very confident we can make it durable in Cambridge. I think really the question for me more is, can we develop a proposition in this kind of friendly, okay, it's a wonderful friendly environment to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Can we develop a concept that we can roll out elsewhere, either to towns like Cambridge or kind of in our dreams, to towns everywhere?
Mm. Now, you were a former professor of the University of Cambridge, and it's really nice to see you coming back and giving something to Cambridge as well. Is it quite buzzy at the moment? Did you have a queue coming in, or are people sort of wandering in and you're enticing them in?
Yeah, I think we've had people. Yeah, we've had quite a few people. Like I said, we've been 2.5 hours. We've had quite a few people come in. We've had a number of people come in who know us, you know, a number of people who are aware of Raspberry Pi already. And we've had a number of people come in who have just come in to say, what's this?
Yeah.
What's this? Are you a mobile phone shop? One person came over, are you a mobile phone shop? Not a mobile phone shop, but hey, look at this. So it's going to be really interesting to see what the mix is of people, particularly the weekend, I think.
Yeah,
where you have a lot of passing traffic, what the mix of people coming into the store is like,
and charity goals, Eben. What's your charity goals at the moment? What's the sort of strategy for that?
Well, I think the biggest thing that the foundation is working on at the moment, there was the government changed the curriculum, the computing curriculum, a few years ago, and then last year announced an investment to retrain teachers. Who have been teaching the old, much more kind of office skills focused curriculum, announced an initiative to about £80 million initiative to retrain those teachers. And the Raspberry Pi Foundation is part of a consortium of three organizations that won the bid to do that. So really, I think right now, a lot of foundation focus is on that. It's wonderful because it means in 3 or 4 years' time, every school in the country is going to have a teacher that has gone through an extremely rigorous teacher training program. And that means that any child who is obsessed over the stumbling blocks, when a child meets a stumbling block, means every child will have a teacher at their school who they can go to help them keep moving forward.
And I guess at the moment, it's who's inspiring who. Is it the younger generation that are inspiring the older generation now?
I think increasingly, certainly within families, the family dynamic around learning is absolutely fascinating. Quite often, what we find are grandparents, grandmothers in particular, buying Raspberry Pis. As grandmothers seem to be the people who buy educational products and educational toys in families. Grandmothers buying the product, giving it to their grandchildren, and then the children learning stuff and then telling their parents about it. So there's kind of a wonderful multi-generational thing going on there.
That's fabulous. I love that story. That's absolutely brilliant. And you know, what's the aim for yourself? What are you thinking about more, what you're going to do and what you're going to provide?
So I think on the product side, we launched the product Raspberry Pi 3B Plus last year. So that's sort of our fifth generation product. It's almost exactly a year old now. Really what we're doing now is we're thinking, as an engineering organization, about how we move forward. 3B Plus is kind of like a natural stopping point for us, a natural sort of place to take a breather. And I think we're trying to figure out what Raspberry Pi looks like in 2020, 2021, 2025.
That's not far away, but it's great to speak to you, Evan. I wish you all the luck today, and I know it's going to go well because that's the way forward. So enjoy today, and thank you so much for coming to speak to here at Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.